It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is running for the U.S. Senate in New Mexico as a Libertarian. Fred Martino talked with Johnson, who says he disagrees with the Trump administration on immigration.
Building a wall across the border, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And when it comes to immigration from Mexico, look, we should be promoting that. We should make it as easy as possible for somebody that wants to come across the border and work to be able to get a work visa. Make the line moving, and you'll see everybody with that work visa.
And give me an understanding of your rationale as to the reason behind your feeling on immigration, that you believe that we need actually more folks that can come in and get work visas.
Well, you know, it also couples with economics. So I would be in favor of abolishing income tax and corporate tax. If you did that, I think you would see an explosion in entrepreneurial activity, certainly in New Mexico, and those businesses would be in need of that labor.
Okay. You mentioned some very big ideas there in terms of getting rid of income tax, getting rid of corporate tax altogether. Of course, the Trump administration did have a reduction in corporate tax, but didn't get rid of it completely. Would this, in your view, be then a reduction in the total amount of money that the federal government takes in, or are you contending that it could spur enough economic growth that there wouldn't be a reduction?
Well, I think the biggest problem facing the country right now is the fact that we continue to run 23% deficit spending. 23 cents out of every dollar that the federal government spends, they're borrowing, they're printing. I think that ultimately the result from doing what we're doing is going to be horrible inflation. It's going to be the worst tax of all on all of us, because all the money that we have won't buy a thing because of the inflation that will go along with it. So reducing the size and scope of the federal government, I think, is a real positive. I do believe that you would see an economic explosion of activity. You know, I espouse Uber everything. If you use the Uber model currently being used for, you know, getting a ride somewhere, look, it's eliminating the middleman. It's allowing for direct payment by you, the consumer, to the person providing the service. Why can't we through license, and a lot of this crosses over state line too, but a lot of this is federal. But why can't we make it as easy as possible for the electrician, for the plumber, for the accountant, for the lawyer, for the worker in the field to be able to be directly employed by the end user as opposed to having a middleman? It's an exciting concept, and the government could play a role in accommodating that.
The dramatic restructuring of government that you're talking about, reducing spending and getting rid of the income tax, getting rid of the corporate tax, is this central to the reason that you're running for Senate, and also central to the reason that you're running as a Libertarian as opposed to running as a Republican?
Well, first of all, when it comes to parties and myself, I am more closely aligned with the Libertarian Party than being a Republican or being a Democrat. Let's not forget that 45% of people that register to vote these days are registering as independents. So where is that representation? I don't think it exists with Republicans. I don't think it exists with Democrats. It exists with independents. And so first and foremost, I'm independent. We're all independent. And yet we attach these labels to ourselves, and it goes beyond labels. When you become an elected Republican or Democrat, you end up towing the line. And I'm fiscally conservative to the core, and believe in economic growth, and I think I have a really good idea of how to accomplish that. But I'm socially, look, I don't care what you do with your life as long as what you do with your life, the decisions you make in your life, doesn't do me harm. And that would be physical harm. That would be fraud. And I think most people fall in line with that. Legalizing marijuana, I realize we're crossing state and federal lines here, but the federal government needs to deschedule marijuana as a class one narcotic. And I do think that legalizing marijuana in New Mexico would lead to tens of thousands of jobs statewide, and certainly a whole lot of jobs in Las Cruces, because I'm going to tell you, El Pasoans are going to come across the border, and finally we're going to get some payback when it comes to Texas and New Mexico when it comes to trade.
Listen to the full interview with Gary Johnson at krwg.org.